Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, my co-host Luckett Peters. Just join me this Saturday morning, and we do have news hot off the field in the Indian Premier League, and the first game being Chennai Super Kings playing against Punjab Kings. Very unfortunate that Chennai Super Kings, despite the fact they batted brilliantly, making 209 runs for 5 wickets in their allotted 20 overs, couldn't defend the total. And Punjab Kings have won this game by 5 wickets. So CSK, for the second time, have failed miserably. And unfortunately for them, nothing seems to be clicking. So let's have a look at the scorecard first. CSK 209 for the loss of 5 wickets in their allotted 20 overs. Gaikwad, the captain, made 28, and Ayush Mitra, 73. But to all of us, the batting of Shivan Dubey, who made 45 in 27 deliveries, and Sarfaraz Khan, who made 32 in 12 deliveries, was wonderful to watch. In fact, they really pelted the bowling all around the park. But there again, they will still wonder what is happening to their bowling department. That is CSK. Let's look at the bowling of Punjab Kings. Xavier Bartlett, 1 for 48. Marco Jansen, 1 for 43. And V.S. Vijayakumar, 2 for 38. Punjab Kings get to the target easily. 209 for 5 wickets. Prah Singh, who opens the batting, made 43. Connolly, 36. Shreyas Iyer, the captain, made a brilliant 50. Matt Henry, 2 for 54. And Anushka Baj, 2 for 43. But overall, I think the Chennai Super Kings will be disappointed, because they should have won this game. Sadly, the crowds that came in their numbers wearing the yellow uniforms, the CSK Tamil Nadu uniforms, went back very disappointed, because they should, on hindsight, have defended this massive total that they made, 209 for 5. But that was not to be. But that's the game of cricket today, especially in the IPL. Right, what are the games coming up today? Today we have got two wonderful games in the IPL. Delhi Capitals will play against Mumbai Indians. So far, Mumbai Indians seem to be the team to beat, they say. But Delhi Capitals, captained by Akshar Patel, will have to come up with a sterling performance. That game starts at approximately 3:30 in the afternoon, and then Gujarat Titans will take on Rajasthan Royals. And I can tell you there are two Sri Lankan coaches involved in both games today, because remember, Mumbai Indians being coached by Mahela Jayawardena and Rajasthan Royals being coached by Kumar Sangakkara. Something for the Sri Lankan fans to enjoy. I just forgot to state that Delhi Capitals hopefully will open the batting with Pathum Nishanka. He did not bat very well in the last game. He was out for one. That was franchise baptism for the youngster. But let's hope that he'll come out well today. Right, but the greatest game today from a Sri Lankan perspective is the finals of the President's Schools Rugby Knockout Tournament. Royal against traditional rivals Trinity, scheduled to be kicked off at 4:15 p.m. in the afternoon at the Sugandhasa Stadium. Well, the win predictor is still the same, 49% to 51%, but don't worry about the win predictor. That's a survey that we do as a podcast specialist. Luckett Peters and I do that just to give you an indication as to what side the tide seems to be turning. So we do have some expert opinions. Number one is from Sanath Martis, the former Pete Wright coach, now currently coaching Isipathana. He feels it's going to be a very tight game. He says 49-50%, he might not agree. He still states it's going to be a 50-50 game. Told me yesterday that both teams will be very competitive, but he's looking forward to see the back divisional both Trinity and Royal come out on top. I also had the opportunity of speaking to Nikhil Karnaratne, the Thomian captain, and he turned on and told me, because he's already played against Royal, that's the Thomian team, and he stated it depends who is thirsty for the cup, but quickly added he feels the Trinity, despite the weight disadvantage, is slightly quicker or faster than Royal. But he too said could turn anyway. The pendulum could swing. That's what he stated. And of course, Christopher Jordish is of the view, the former CRNFC and the Thomian captain. Christopher Jordish is of the view that Trinity has the edge. But talking to former Trinitian, Shane Dullaver, he feels the only disadvantage that Trinity has is they have to travel quite a bit, and they've come down from Kandy for the third time during the knockout tournament, the President's knockout tournament, and that could play a huge role because fitness level is very important, but he still feels it is going to be a very tight game. That's it for me and Lakith Peris. We look forward to your company again tomorrow at the same time, bring you more of the latest. Sit back, relax as we play a couple of songs for your listening pleasure. Have a blessed day and enjoy all the sport that's scheduled to be played today. Bye for now.